USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the Pentagon on the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, President Trump says 9/11 was a testament to American strength and perseverance.
In times of distress, the heart of the American patriot only grows stronger and more determined.
Busy day for the president, as back at the White House, he was chatting with reporters about the sudden departure of National Security Advisor John Bolton.
He's somebody that I actually had a very good relationship with, but he wasn't getting along with people in the administration that I consider very important.
China has released a list of products that will be exempt from tariffs on American-made goods. The short list includes cancer drugs, shrimp meal, and pesticides, among others. It does not include soybeans and other agricultural goods. Tariffs that have already been imposed on excluded items will be refunded. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Dan Bishop won North Carolina's 9th District special election by less than 3%. The territory has been a GOP stronghold since the 1960s. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence had endorsed his race at a rally in the state on Monday night and are now taking some of the credit for the victory. Congressman-elect Bishop tells Fox News how much of a big help their vote of confidence was.
The president and the vice president stepping in and committing the way they did to this race was tremendous. Mm-hmm. And a lot of credit goes to the president.
President Trump has called vaping a problem, and his health secretary says the government will force companies to remove flavored vaping products from the market after reporting hundreds of cases of mysterious illnesses related to e-cigarette devices. A survey released by the government says in 2018, 3.6 million school-aged children had vaped in 2018, and now that number is up to 5 million. Azar calling that an alarming trend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, people born at least a quarter century ago probably remember the exact details of what they were doing on that beautiful blue September day in 2001 when terror was unleashed across the country. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Garrett Graff. He's author of a new book titled The Only Plane in the Sky, an oral history of 9/11, and one of the things we discussed was keeping the memory alive of what happened on that day and how his book tries to do that.
I had written an article in 2016 for Politico magazine about being aboard Air Force One with the president that day, and I had a young Army veteran write in who had explained that he was in middle school on 9/11 and joined the military and been deployed three times, twice to Afghanistan, once to Iraq, and yet had never really understood until he'd read that original article the trauma that the nation felt that day. I mean, that's something that the country has never experienced before. I mean, everyone who fought in World War II remembered Pearl Harbor. Everyone who fought in the Civil War remembered Fort Sumter and knew why they were fighting and had felt the national motivation to do that. And I think, you know, telling these stories and trying to keep these memories alive, not just the facts, but the experiences, the lives, is incredibly important in this time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.